Come and ask your questions, share your concerns, experiencing life on 657 AM.
Sila asiyindawo nakulonyaka omosha ka 2020 sithi sikhona singumngani siphinde futhi sibe ngumsizi njengoba ngishilo ke ukuthi ngizohlanganyela la no advocate Vuyokazi Nontso ubhala incwadi enhle bazalwane okuwukuthi siyayidinga impela ikakhulukazi uma siphila kulesi sikhathi okuwukuthi ezinye izinto asikho certain ngazo and zenza ukuthi sibe nokwesaba. So le devotional ithi fear not, oh my soul, staying hopeful, faithful and fearless in ordinary and extraordinary times. Umusanda kungena usekhaya, siyakwamukela, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi uyazi uthe hayi nakulonyaka ngisazohlala kulomdeni, ngisazoba ingxenye yalomdeni. Yebo ungasuki njengoba nathi sinawe ngazo zonke iyikhathi. 1532 advocate.
Yes, it's Mahle.
Unjani ba?
Ndiyaphila sesu, unjani wena?
Ndiyaphila nami. Siyabulela ukuthi ube nathi kule ntambama.
Enkosi, thank you very much. It's such an honor and a privilege, and I thank the Lord.
Amen.
That he has brought me in this studio this afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, when you called me about a week or so ago,
yeah,
I was in the Eastern Cape at home,
yeah,
in the rural Mountfrey. It was even a blessing that the phone call would go through. And I was busy pulling on the other direction and saying, but I'm at home, still holidays. I'm only coming back on the second.
Yeah, I remember.
I thank the Lord that you insisted, because then I realized that time and tide wait for no man. Mm. And I saw that it is God's work, because when I started writing this book last year,
yeah,
my main aim was that it is ready for the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And I thought at that time that it would be at least ready at the first quarter, because I was late already. But now I said, you see, this is God's timing working, because you just called me at the most opportune time, when people of God need hope, when people of God need to be inspired and to be told that, you know, whatever is going on around us, the devil is a liar, as people always say, and as I recall the story I told you. So yes, it's such a blessing, it's such a privilege, and thanks to the people who have tuned in to listen to this message.
Amen. Njengoba usho la phambilini uthi busekhaya, so uzalwa eMountfrey?
Yes.
Okay. Awusibekele nje isithombe kancane ukuthi ukhulele emndenini onjani, ukukhula kwakho bekunjani?
All right. Is it okay if I speak English or I'll mix, because I speak deep Xhosa?
Sicela ukuthi uthethe nalesi Xhosa.
Oh, great, great. I'm multilingual, by the way. I just hope my Sotho aizu puma nge festile game. Hore ke tla khona ho mixa so that batho ba botle ba utle hantle.
Ai tetsa 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 o khulekile ukuthi o tethe.
Dizalwa e Manfred by u tata Ntsikelelo Nontso no mama u Eugenia Nontso, as they call her, Nosakhele elalini. Since ndikhula abazali bam ndibabone be very staunch Christians. And ngiyamna, I might disappoint a lot of people. I was not really keen on church.
Yeah.
Bendize ndibethwe ukuba ndifuneka ndiye ecaweni Sunday school, and I would make any excuse yokuba maybe ndiyokolusa, maybe ndizopheka. And my mom would pull me athi, how will I teach other children ukuba bahambe kanjani kodwa wena ungafuni kuya? So it used to be a big fight. But what I noticed, but they laid the foundation. When I got to Vets Technical, and the then Vets Technical, now UJ, I was all alone. I was in Johannesburg, this rural girl. So into a surprise, ayo kukuba ndiziyele ecaweni Central Methodist, ndingathunywanga ngekho mntu ondixelelayo ngoku. So, and I would even invite my classmates sasenze mining engineering nabo, and I was so heartwarmed xa ndidibana nabanye besithi Vuyo, I remember you, the staunch Methodist. So from my school days then seems like I had laid a trail. Ndahamba ke ndayezweni ndayosebenza different provinces ngo 2003. Ndaphendula ubizo lokuba ngumshumayeli. I did not even know how to respond. I was at the Methodist Church, and as I've mentioned, or if I had mentioned earlier, and kwakwenziwe altar call, ndaya phayana ndazuba kubizwa how do you respond to a call of being a preacher. But Coalfields circuit was so lovely and so accommodating. So they called me in the quarterly meeting. I presented my call to preaching. They accepted me. I did my studies because nanso nyinto that I admire about being a preacher at the Methodist. You are forced to learn. We'll know, or those who know, ubagukona, our founder, John Wesley, insisted on a preacher that is learned. So I was overlooking isn't doing logo without having gone to school. And if the people said, the preachers at that time said, we do not have the books, we do not have the time, he would give them the books to learn and even more books. So I went and did a preaching course, which is compulsory for any preacher who wants to be a commissioned preacher in the Methodist Church. And that came in 2008 at the end. And then in 2009, I was robed and commissioned to be a local preacher. And how the local preaching works, a Methodist, we've got what is called a circuit, which is made out of various churches called societies. So umfundisi akazuba khona every Sunday in those societies. So us as local preachers stand in until then he comes and on a particular Sunday once a month and gives communion. I love preaching. I just love preaching. I must say that about myself. And I always say, ndifumene itenda, I will always check people and go no babiza babantu or elderly people. For example, I was in Dandi at some point. They would just give me all their plans, and I was so heavy. We used to say I'm like a pastor. So I would preach three successive Sundays in a month and just be stopped by when I've got to go and receive a communion. Mm-hmm. So I love that. But this kept nagging. The love to preach kept nagging. And one day the Holy Spirit just kept saying, but you've got to preach to a wider audience. Mm. And so I listened and I said, wow, great opportunity.
Mm.
And then the devotions take a form of mini preaching. And for me, it's a great platform that now it's not only the people in my congregation will happen to hear the preaching or the sermons or the word of God. But my plan and my prayer is that the word reaches internationally. We are facing the same pandemic. This has got no selection whether one is rich or poor in a poor country or a better off country. We're just facing the same pandemic. And my prayer and my belief is that it will reach to all the countries in the world, and people will be able to look at this and be inspired and be strengthened by these devotions. And even as I always preach, I always say, I just trust that my preaching will just touch one person, just one person. It will be enough. So that is my prayer and my belief and my declaration on these devotions, that they will do just that.
Wow, wow, wow. Fear not, oh my soul. Uyazi njoba singena kulo nyaka omusha abaningi mfundisi wami sebaqalile bana negative imiqondo nje enegative ukuthi hey yazini it's been years ngistruggle. It's been years ngikhuleka kuNkulunkulu kodwa akunalutho okungathi nje ngiyabona ilight empilweni yami kunokuthi ngephambili ngathi ngibuyela emuva. So do you think ukuthi uma bangayithola lencwadi kukhona la okuthi kungabuyisa futhi lo lo ukuthi nje umuntu athi you know what, no matter kunzima kodwa ngizophumelela or ngizophokophela phambili ngempilo.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Let me first say, you know, I'm so warmed when you say mfundisi wam. So I receive.
Yeah.
Goba, I'm still a preacher, but yeah. The cat out in the bag and God willing.
Yeah.
Guguba, I'm paving a way towards full-time ministry. And so he will lead that way, and I would love to see myself as a full-time minister very soon. So, but now when you say mfundisi, so I think we are headed in the right direction.
Yeah.
Gukhona devotion apha. I'm trying to find it. Kodwa itheta about it timing, and especially for people who will say, kudala ntandaza, kudala ndilindile. Sometimes it does seem like God is quiet.
Yeah.
Kodwa, one thing I have learned even personally and what I've written about, guguba, God's timing is perfect.
Yeah.
It may sound like a cliche. It may sound like maybe when a vuyo, as they call me, or vuyogazi, you do not experience ezizinto. Whether izinto zi physical, emotional, or psychological, or spiritual, God to us, sonke, we do experience the challenges now and then, and benga to utiko utulile. So, umzegelo, pagu Lazarus, uyesu ufike 4 days later, Lazarus segete wafakwa etuneni, Lazarus for sure segete enuka payana. Kodwa uYesu ukuba waye waphendula just like the sisters were expecting him to respond immediately afike phayana, and then ebezokwaziwa nje njengoba nguThixo ophilisayo. Kodwa wathi uYesu xa kephendula apha wayekhona wathi, this is not unto death, this sickness is not unto death, but is for the glory of the Lord.
Yeah.
So kwenzela ba njengoba ye wathula wathi cwaka, even remember xa efika uye one of the sisters walila wathi uba ubukhona nge engafanga. Then uYesu wabonakalisa the glory of the Lord.
Yeah.
Ukuba I might have seemed like I was quiet at that time, but you had to see the glory of the Lord. So fear not, mtu omameleyo right now, and perhaps ongamamelanga ozobona the live stream, ukuba uThixo akathulanga, but whatever situation that we go through, it is not it is not for the devil or for it darkness, for anything else to triumph, but for the glory of the Lord. Singancami.
Uyazi ngithanda la go page 74, I think it's chapter 23, if I'm a chapter slana, yala uthi khona not letting go of our hope. And wafaka lapha i scripture u Hebrews 10 verse 23, let's hold on to the confession of our hope without wavering, because the one who made the promises is reliable.
Amen.
Kodwa hey ngoba umuntu usuka efocuse mhlambe kule pain, or usuke efocuse kulesi simo esingekho sihle, uyazi hope ivele ilahleke nje. So sithini kuloyo muntu uma kuwukuthi even nakulonyaka omusha usangena ngaleyo leyo nto ukuthi you know kwenzeka lokhu nalokhu, and kwenze ukuthi ngingasabi nayo ihope. Omunye uzasho ukuthi ngibe nawo ama plans unyaka uma uqala, namanje ngiyabeza basakhuluma e radio pulpit ukuthi iba nama plans, iba nama goals, you know, and all those things ngibe nazo, and then I thought ukuthi yazi ngihamba kahle, I'm on track, but now unyaka uphelile futhi singena unyakeni omusha, but nothing happened.
The one who made the promises is reliable.
Wow.
He's not sometimes reliable. he is not maybe reliable, but the one who made the promises is reliable, and his answers are yes and amen. Ewa ma plans siyawenza ate athu umxhosa xa kethetha u i plans zezethu kodwa ukugqiba kokathixo. It may seem quiet, it may seem like another year, I don't even want to make these resolutions, but again, as the theme of the book says, I'll keep on saying fear not. And not that I'm theorizing, I've had those moments, I've had some wishes and prayers that seemed like they were not answered. Kodwa uthixo into endiyaziyo ngayo uba uyaphendula, and maybe uzothi not now ngoba andikho ready. And then ndenzomzekelo uba if I went to ministry as I wished that straight from high school, inoba ngese ndajika futhi and that backslide and ayeka. So now is the perfect timing. So uthixo uyazi into ayenzayo. Ndandikhe ndafunda enye incwadi ethi xa kubhakwa, when you preparing i butter for i cake, kuzofakwa iflour, kufakwa iqanda, and there's a sequence ayingendlela esibhaka ngayo thina, and then izothi at the end of the day i muffin yakho iphume ne lumps, iphume uvisigaqa seswekile. So uthixo to simplify engine zothi uya prepare, uya bhaka, uya xova, uzobhaka and esisonka sizophuma. We may feel dismayed uba iplans zethu are not materializing, kodwa the one who makes the promises is reliable, and we can just count on that.
Wow, 1547. Singabantu ziba khona ikhathi nathi sithola nje siseyimeni. Ngabe nawe kukhona isimo la wayithola khona mhlawumbe une fear, la wayithola khona ungenayo i hope noma ungasemethembu uNkulunkulu?
I will say many times,
to
simplify it. Remember, Sis Bahle, we are human.
Yeah.
Kodwa ndiyendithi noba sendifuna ukulila, maybe ngathi ndingathi thixo uphi, thixo kutheni ungaphenduli. There's always a verse, whether it's a song or whether it's a scripture that ministers. And endicinga right now from the top of my head, kukhona ingoma ethi kungani nam phefumlo udakumbile nje, why are you so miserable, oh my soul, waxhalaba ngaphakathi, you are so fearful and you cannot rest, ungena kuzola, kodwa ukhona lo ubizwa zinzulu, the one who is called by the deeps, beki themba lakho kuye ututhuzeleke. So yes, there are times when I'm fearful, when I'm afraid, and especially you can see my weight. There are many times when I feel low self-esteem, and I take why low self-esteem normally due to body shaming, when people have made me feel undecomed. Believe me, it's not shallow. Ndiyendoyike nokuvela ebantwini. Sometimes I'll present this brilliant business opportunity or an idea. Now come meeting time, I get so fearful and afraid to show up. Kube ngathi nje kuzoba anti-climax. Or when I'm going to preach, you know, kona abantu abakwazi abangathi bayakwazi ukushumayela kakhulu kunawe, babengathi bavakala ngcono kunawe. So bathi xa bephaka kwi congregation especially uqonda ba, hey, I wonder ibhadle na lento endizoyishumayela mna. So those are my moments of fear, though maybe zingangathi zincinci komnye, kodwa umuntu knows the isihlangu sidla umnikazi wayo ngendlela esimdlangayo. Then I call upon scriptures about the Lord has not given me a spirit of timidity or of fear, no, of shame, but of boldness, but of a sound mind, of hope. So these scriptures always come up and minister. And maybe at the end of the day, I'm not preaching to impress anyone. Kodwa ukhona umuntu kaThixo ozolive ilizwi at the end of the day, noba umnye nje kuphela, and then abe touched. And then when I counsel myself with these scriptures, with these songs, nyani abantu bathi oh washumayela kamnandi namhlanje, but I always just say praise the Lord. It can only be the Lord.
Yeah.
And I'm sure enye into in conscious ngayo, and maybe people can pick it. I'm not a very good talker. There are times I stutter. There are times maybe I do not have a good train of thought. So nje nazo izinto ezinto yigise, and maybe they might seem trivial kwabanye abantu azothi omnye umuntu mna I challenge yami ngumsebenzi, challenge yami ile nale. So we face challenges cha ziyahluka nje with a degree and nokuba how do they affect or impact you. So yes, I do have challenges kodwa andidendincame andidendilile niqomba Tixo uphi why unganiphenduli vele ndaziba izodlula yes it's common to cry, it's common to be worried, to be miserable kodwa nje ndakhawuleza ndizikhulule uba you know what we are hlupa nje umoshe ixesha
yes
there's a song as well ethi sakungena emililweni uba nathi asichi and then sakungena emanzini asihaqo. There's also a scripture as well to that extent. So there's no guarantee ukuba as Christians, as believers, asizuba ne trials, tribulations, temptations, ubunzima. We do lose jobs, we do get retrenched, no things do happen.
Yes,
ngoba izinto zenzeka emntwini and xa zisenzeka emntwini especially olikholwa uThixo uyazi ba why, ngoba wena unako to carry them. So you know, boast about those, must boast ngembandezelo acho Paulos ngokuba ndithwaliswe ezombandezelo ndisaziwa ndithenjiwe ukuba mna ndizokwazi ukuzithwala and then ndibe ngumzekelo kwabanye abantu. We'll see the glory of God working through me.
Kanti nezwi liyasho lapha ku Romans 8 ukuthi all things.
Yes.
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
Amen.
So amen. Advocate uNkulunkulu ukubizile kulento. Njoba bo share la uthi ngesinyesikhathi vela uba nakho lokho I low self esteem and nako konke lokho kuningi. Even nabo Moses bandlula lapho kodwa uNkulunkulu ube nabo. So unawe. And lencwadi ngempela ikhuluma nathi sisonke singabantu ngoba zikhona izinto esibhekana nazo. Kodwa ke sihlala kule ndaba ethi singasabi, fear not. Ngithanda nalamagama washoyela ukuthi the presence of fear is caused by the absence of hope. Uthi faith fuels hope. As faith is challenged, so is hope, and that leads to fear. And uyazi nje ngesinsikhathi sinokuthi sisabe nje sibe nalokho nje ukuthi you know what, I don't know ukuthi ngizokwazi ukuthi ngindlule kulento. And then moso undlulile ilapho ubona khona ukuthi uNkulunkulu mkhulu and uNkulunkulu akahlulwa yilotho. And njengoba shilo ezwini ukuthi nothing is too hard for yena.
Amen.
Why singawakholwa lawo mazi? Phela uNkulunkulu angeke nje abhale into nje for ubumnandi ukuthi hayi yazini ngifuna nje ukuba impressa, ngifuna ukuthi nje bajabule. Ukhuluma into ayaziyo ukuthi yena unguNkulunkulu njengoba shilo ukuthi I am who I am. Uthi nothing is impossible kuyena. So why siphila ngokwesaba? And iyahlukumeza iyahlukumeza kakhulu indaba yokuthi uyiphile lempilo kodwa unakho ukwesaba ngoba uyahluleka ukuthi ufinyelele eyintweni.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Yes, you know, I'm a living testimony and anditsho ngoba ndifuna ukuzigwagwisa to talk about myself. And even when I preach, I always refer to my experiences so that people can learn and hear and see what the Lord has done.
Yeah.
This, you know, I do not theorize at all. You know, when I open with the first devotion, umzekelo ndandiphiwe by a reverend friend of mine. It was in 1997 when I had to go and start doing my practicals in an underground mine. I was really afraid and part of me did not even want to go.
Yeah.
Goba, I had heard these stories about underground, but you know what, what kind of female elekta mining to start with, and underground you will be raped, you will be killed, there will be catastrophes like flooding, like falls of ground. So he saw how afraid I was, and then gave me this verse, this text that I've carried with me all my life. There are times I'm afraid, there are times I've been afraid, but I always call upon the Lord.
Amen.
And I remember go 2001, you know, I was at the lowest point of my life, and Umama came to Witbank up on the 7th corner to give me moral support. So I had to take her back to the I had to take her to the Texas Ozelbaye and go to Genshege. I think one profound thing a mother could have done for a child, one Dinigi verse, Psalm 50 verse 15, call on me on days of trouble. I will answer you.
Wow.
And you will praise me, you will honor me. So nazo izinto ezindomelezayo, I'm sure she realized bashaye umntana, I feel so sorry for her.
Yeah.
And there's nothing much I can do for her except to just give her a lomphako ozomgcina. And you know, it still carries me.
Yeah.
I just always remember that verse nje xa nsenqakini, does ba manibize kuye ndizohlangulwa mna ndimzukise.
Wow. Isikhathi ke sithi 3 before 4 o'clock. Uma ke kukhona othanda ukukhuluma no advocate lana Vuyokazi, ngicela ukukunikeza lo le mizuzu embalwa esele 0123341322, noma ungashayela ku 0123338699. Ungathumela ne WhatsApp ku 0826572729, noma uthumele i voice note kuyona leyo number. I SMS number yona ithi 37871. Ithingi ndlule ngala, uma ngibuya ke ngizobe sengivulile incengomo.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM. On 657 AM.
But there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Sila go AM 657 sithole na go DSTV audio book 882 kwa manje ngino advocate Vuyokazi Nonso ubaleke i devotional book lana ethi Fear Not Oh My Soul. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi incwadi e right kakhulu le njoba siqala unyaka, ukuthi nje uqale ngaloyo moya ongenabo ubugwala, mhlawumbe kukhona nje izinto ezikuthikamezayo empilweni. Nansi incwadi enhle okuthi ungayithola and then ikusize unqobe loko kwesaba. Ume sisinyi lana Sis Novuyo uthi advocate Vuyokazi Nonso uthi siyabulela ma, uthi God didn't give us the spirit of fear ngoba singabakhe.
Amen.
Uzoliswa uthi I'm motivated sibahle ngosisi Vuvu or ngosisi Vuvu, especially nxa siqala unyaka, uthi may God continue to bless her. Abhale more books uzuwe Cape Town. Yeah, it's a Cape Town. Yeah, and then lana usazobhala vele ezinye incwadi.
Of course.
Eyoqala le.
Eyoqala le.
Okay, so silindele ezinye.
You know, I've got titles. Sometimes I'm inspired in CM7s, you know, wherever I'm driving, and then I start doing e voice recording, title, Yubanding Ailibali. Let me just tell you a story. I started writing probably at I was about age 8.
Wow.
Go kona ngatizo Macbeth. No mana kanda inspire wang zizo. So ndizamuk bala, maybe kuhlekwe. Then dibuye lumva, you know, that's then low self esteem. And then ndimandi bali poetry ilahleke okanye by I call relevant.
Yeah.
And then this is my first work that I've actually come to a stage of publishing. Goba you know, I want to defeat the spirit of non-completion. Mm. And I'm staying on that word. But he who has begun this good work in you shall see it to completion. So, everyone who's got a spark, something, let us complete. Let us start with that motivation. Started from the age of 8, Ebala, finally at 43, I was able to publish.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Asilalele nansi I voice note lani puma lapha ku Kalimambo.
Sabona Nkosazana simenyelela na umfundisi wethu lo lapho okhuluma kamnandi umfundisi ukhuliswe ngevangeli esibongela imese Methodist ifo ibadlaleni ngalithanda nalo lelo iMethodist ngalithanda kakhulu uma ngifika la eGoli ngalijabulela kakhulu manje ke le ndaba yokwesaba le uJesu uma efundisa abafundi bakhe ukukhuleka uthi ningesini uthi manthandazela ukuleka manye amagama usikhulule kunendaba yokuthi ebantwini kungabikho ukukhululeka ilento leyibanga ukwesaba emuntwini ngoba umuntu usuka ngaphelelanga ekukholweni uma esaba manje ke uJesu usikhulule manje lokukhululwa kwethu thina abantu kunokuthi umuntu aye emuntwini afike alapheke entweni ethize athi manje sengikhululile izibani bani kodwa akamthathelela ngizono kunokuthi umuntu ngesinye isikhathi aphume ejele ngeshwele abe sewuphuma umuntu athi ngikhululekile kodwa igama lakhe lingakhululekanga lisesele laphayani lisabangwa nezibi limvalele impumelelo ngoba likhululwanga phela manje thina abantu uJesu uma esikhulula siba ngabantu labakhulule kwamampela mbambambamba suka sesikhululekile kanti mambo
Kalimambo. And kunama-chapters walento ayikhulumayo la uKalimambo ukuthi abantu thola ukuthi ba trust in earthly people and earthly things for ama miracles and when those people or things vanish then all hope is gone.
My God. So is I just thank the Lord. Yazi, I'm so humbled when I hear even umfundisi othile eshumayela and I just think this is in my book or abantu the feedback I get but this is so this is so relevant iyandinceda unyanisile apha or umfundisi othile phone athi you were really inspired xa ubhala le ncwadi. I just thank the Lord. That is why I'll keep on saying this is an opportune and a divine moment. Abanye abantu do not even make resolutions anymore because but kunceda ntoni, but we are rooted in the palm of his hand. He's got plans for us.
Yeah.
You know, uYesu xa wayesithi kubafundi bakhe cross over to the other side. Why says, I say bone the end in mind, but anyway, they will cross over. They will still have this storm in the turbulence, payanelwandle, bengathi yaziga, inganawe yabo, but in 20 years, they will cross over.
Amen.
So let us stay with that faith. Let us stay with that conviction. Uguba, we shall cross over. Usatane tandenga tandi, kodwa gona, because what we have been destined for is a good future and a good hope. And we shall receive that. And seeing as a mistake, maybe it's just material.
Yeah.
You know, even ukuthulanja komphefumulo ukuzola rest from within. It can be your good future and your good hope. Maybe into zithandazelayo ngoba anfuni sibe ngathi asinalo ukholo sixa sibona uma sifumana ngale moto bese ifuna. Therefore, the Lord is not working. Maybe lo moto izofunyenwa by the children or the grandchildren. Kodwa uNkulunkulu khona uyasebenza.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. How do I get a book I want to buy for my children? U advocate uthetha ngento ayaziyo. From her voice nje gitlala kamatla ngoba yo sinokusaba empilweni.
My God.
Yo, advocate isikhathi sona sinomona uyabona?
You know, sivele sakhawuleza ngenye indlela nje.
Yebo, laba bangathanda ukuthi bayithole lencwadi bakuthola kuphi?
Ndinayo le Facebook page ben live streama kuyo.
Okay.
Vuyokazi Nonso. Mm-hmm. I think yona ezo igama lizokhumbuleka.
Yeah.
My nephew made an Instagram page for me and has not posted up, but I will navigate and learn.
Yeah.
Also di ungandi WhatsAppela kule number 083-797-1462.
083-797-1462.
1462. Mm. Okay. Abantu abase Joburg, again, ndizama ukuba ndibadeliver shele ngoba ndipaste Joburg. And then ke abantu abakude siye sibonisane ngoba umuntu uzoadda a postage price, ndipose through one of the retail stores. Kwenzela ba akwazi ukuyifumana.
Yeah.
So kube yilo price encwadi plus I postage.
Mm-hmm.
Kodwa ke sizoyixoxa kakuhle ke xa abantu benikontakta.
Yeah.
Or maybe one of the cost effective ways abanye abantu abadla ngokwenza ngayo bazi ba in that area maybe there are so much kwenzela ba basave ke ndibathumele in bulk instead of ba
yes.
Umuntu athumele this 60 rand yokuposa.
Yeah. Okay, ukhali mambo ucela ne email address yakho
v nonto.
Mm-hmm.
So it's v for vuyo nonto@gmail.com.
Vuyo nonto.
No, v nonto.
Oh, v nonto at gmail. Dot com.
Yes.
Okay, ungamthola lapho ke ku email. Sibonge kakhulu, uyasibonge kakhulu ukuthi ube nathi kule first Sunday kanyaka ka 2022. Ngiyathemba ukuthi kulabo ababelalele akusekho ukwesaba.
Amen.
Sithi siyaphambili.
Siyaphambili, no? Divinely.
Yes.
And divinely stubborn.
Yeah,
you know, we just need to have that divine stubbornness,
uh-huh.
That divine arrogance.
Uh-huh.
You
know,
as I was telling you before we came in, I'm rural game and I used to fight a lot after school.
Uh-huh.
I was afraid of this girl I was going to fight with. And Gandhi turned out about uyandoyika because of the person who advises me uba ndilwe kanjani.
Yeah.
So what I learned from that uba uSathana will just acofe azama ukubona ukuba angathatha ama chance kuphi, but nguye oyikayo, and because he knows ukuba who is on our side.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
So and greater is he who is on our side.
Amen.
Than the one who is in the world.
Amen.
Amen
to that. Naye eminye imyalezo la ngaphambi kokuthi siphume uthi thank you advocate, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Unoma Malete ungale emes Park at Dobsonville.
Hallelujah.
And then omunya utila, wow, God is so good. And ukuzoba mnandi in 2022. May God lead Radio Pulpit to the greater heights and big things are on the way. Amen and amen.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Mamgwenya ngaleyo prophecy. Uyazi mfundisi njengoba
it's okay. Lord, you hear this. It is done.
Ngithi uyabona sesaphila, sesaphefumula. Uma ku mhlambe kwenzakele ukuthi ukhuluma nge kunala kule chapter lo okhuluma ngayo nge foundation ukuthi make the Lord your foundation.
Oh yes.
Ukuthi uma bowakhe ku foundation engekho wrong. Akakabi late ungakwazi ukuthi uyigubhe leyo foundation uyazi uyilahlelele bese uqala kabusha uwakha ku foundation ekubani ekuKristu. Yebo, ngoba iyona bona inamandla noma ivunguvungu zingeza iyohlala imile kanje. So asakheni phezu kwesisekelo esingu Jesu Kristu. Ezinye lezi khohlwa ngazo mzalwane ngoba azisebenzi izinto zesikhashana. Leyo foundation obuyitshela ukuthi hayi lengakhile phezu kwayo ivunguvungu meziza, so uyasaba. so ufuna ukubuyela futhi laphayana uthi hey awungiphe le yanto uyabona kanti ku Kristu senzani siya nje emkhulekweni which is for free so umuzo yakulaya umuntu kuyomela ukhipheni imali yeingane zakho
sisibahle you know this is so profound yazi my verse yam yokuguquka Galatians chapter 5 verse 1 ndifumene akwethu ithi imani enkululekweni apho Kristu wasikhululela khona ningabusayithwala igekho yobukhoboka so that just sums it up nje you know the spirit ine link nje ngathi uyanibona ukuba foundation
sure advocate thank you so much ukuthi nje usinikeze isikhatsi sakho ube nathi siyabonga nase kutheni ube ngumngani uphinde ube ngumsizi nanokuthi usinikeze ithemba ukuthi singene kulonyaka ka 2022 uyazi ngalesi spirit ukuthi inkosi unguJehova
Amen.
And akukho ngempela ukuthi kungathina kungasihlula ngokwazi kwethu kodwa uNkulunkulu akukho kumehlulayo so sihlale nje kuyena
sisibahle uNkulunkulu anibusisele wena first and foremost
amen
for inviting me here and he has used you greatly and may he expand your territory may the Lord expand the territory of the listeners of the people who've sent voice messages even the people who are not listening ngoba we fighting the spirits not the flesh so nje uThixo uzoba nathi kulo 2022 uSathana akanamandla
amen yeah advocate Vuyokazi umthola ku 0837971462 ungamwhatsappela lapho uma kukhona ongathanda ukuthi akusize ngakho ikakhulukazi ngale ncwadi thank you and nje inkosi ikubusise silindele ezinye incwadi phela
amen sizoza every year amen thixo ngumncedi wami
amen
thixo ngumncedi
iya singenile ke esigabeni sokugcina njengoba ke selishayile elesine ihora 12 after 4 o'clock sizoba ne discussion ke kungase dala nomfundisi uMudise Moloi namohla ke sithi setting intentional goals lengasuka iphondo lakho ngiyabuya emveni kwalomhlabelelo kaqhamisa nondodla gata bethi uqhamisa uthi msindisi wami bese uzolandela undodla dlakatla it's goodness and mercy
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
This is a public service announcement out of concern for your safety. And we at Radio Pulpit would like to remind you to follow the safety guidelines as indicated by the South African National Institute of Communicable Diseases and the Department of Health to keep COVID-19 under control in our communities. If you or a loved one presents with symptoms, or if you believe you were in contact with an infected person, call the emergency hotline 0800-029-999 for assistance. It is everybody's responsibility to practice the advised hygiene and cleanliness guideline as set out by the government. For more, visit www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years, as well as books, CDs, and more on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.